I think this is the, yeah, this is the two more foils, so we'll finish this. All right. So there are a bunch of improvements in the data mapping. These appear to be relatively unimportant improvements. You can help the compiler. I gather Digital was very keen on this. That you may remember that we, well, I hope you remember the importance of guard rings. You know, if you knew that the algorithm was such that that there was a very efficient implementation, if you just added one extra dimension, one extra row and column in each dimension, that's what we saw from the Laplace equation. The way we implemented it was we just added rows and columns at the beginning and the end of each dimension. That we called guard rings. And then if we had another algorithm which had, say, a higher order differentiation approximation, it might have two guard rings, which was size two. So this is in the spirit of a hint to the compiler. This shadow is meant to tell it that guard rings of size, in this case one, would be a good idea. So this is meant to help compilers produce optimization by assigning enough memory to have guard rings. Second, improvement or extension is to allow general block distributions, where you just specify, rather than equal size blocks or more complicated ones, you just specify the sizes of blocks. Now this final one here is in my opinion obviously the most important, because this allows you, the user, to specify an array which tells the compiler where to store a particular element of a data parallel array. And this is essential to do any, if you do any complex adaptive problem, you must do this, because any complex adaptive problem, there is no simple thing like block or cyclic which is specified the distribution. Essentially the distribution is calculated either by the user or a system routine called by the user based on the values of data of the data on that run. And so it's got to effectively be stuck in an array. And so this indirect distributions are essential to be able to do adaptive irregular problems. Of course, it's easy for, what you give up in that is compiler optimization. The compiler will now find it very hard to do any optimization because it's all contained in the values of arrays. So, but that's life. At the moment you can't do such things at all, so it's essential to be able to do this, in my opinion.